Daddy, what are you doing?
We're recording a podcast.
Who's listening?
Islander fans are listening.
Where are they?
Well, they're right here.
Welcome to the Isles Faithful Podcast with your host, Michael Schoerlein.
Welcome back to the Isles Faithful Podcast. I am your host, as always, Michael Schoerlein, and this is episode number 34. The preview of tonight's matchup in Brooklyn against the Carolina Hurricanes. Who knew a bunch of months ago that it was going to come down to this? A bunch of jerks against a bunch of greasy curse words. Thanks for that, Sean Avery. But here we are, right? Lots to go over, lots of fun and exciting things to talk about. We've got an interesting matchup in a young, speedy team in Carolina that's not supposed to be there. We have a young, defensively minded team in the New York Islanders, also not supposed to be here. But the Islanders also have home ice for the second time now this postseason. Again, something we didn't really expect. I'm going to apologize if this sounds any different than it normally does. I'm not recording in my normal location or on the microphone I record at home, but I got it sounding as good as I could, and I wanted to get something out this morning. I thought it was important. So we're going to Brooklyn tonight. I'm going to be in attendance. I'm going to be there on Sunday as well. That game the other night against the Washington Capitals, some 50 hours ago. I thought that game, if it didn't end in the second overtime, it would have still been going on when I woke up for work yesterday morning at 4 a.m. But alas, it ended on that amazing pass from Justin Williams, Mr. Game 7. I think he leads the NHL in Game 7 points now, if I'm not mistaken. I think I heard on the radio the other morning. But some keys to the game tonight in Brooklyn. I think we got a goaltending duel of a matchup here. We have Robin Leonard on one side and Peter Mrazek on the other. Two goaltenders who has been spoken about here on numerous podcasts and different websites over the last day or so. Two goaltenders didn't seem that anybody really wanted in the postseason last year, or in free agency, I should say. But during the playoffs, we have Leonard, who's 4-0, 130 saves, 136 shots against, so he's got 6 goals against, a 1.47 goals against average, and a 956 save percentage. The Islanders had 14 goals for, 6 goals against. Mrazek was 4-3 in the postseason. Obviously, his numbers are going to be a little more skewed because of the games played, but he had 170 saves and 189 shots against, 19 goals against, 253 goals against, 899 save percentage, and 1 shutout. Carolina had 21 goals for and 20 goals against. So pretty interesting matchup. I think this series is going to come down to defense and goaltending, obviously. And if the Islanders can keep the younger, speedy forwards of Carolina at bay, then maybe do what Washington did against Dougie Hamilton and kind of hammer him and Van Riemsdyk, I think, you know, they will find some success there. The real keys are going to be on the power play, just like it would have been against Washington, just like it was against Pittsburgh. Obviously, the forward depth for Carolina is a lot different than it is against Washington. It's a lot different than it was against Pittsburgh. But I think if the Islanders stick to their game plan, obviously, there's a good chance of finding success in the series. The one factor, I think, is a big, big thing for either team. There's only one team in this postseason that can look to the coach and know that he won a Stanley Cup the year prior. And that's not Dallas. That's not the Avalanche. That's not the Sharks. It's not even Boston. It's not Columbus, although there are other teams that have coaches that won Stanley Cups in the past. But Barry Trotz is the only coach currently in the postseason who won the Stanley Cup last year. Think about that for a minute. I've been talking about this all year long. That's crazy. I didn't think that it would have come into play history wise. But the NHL has a nice little Stanley Cup preview thing here. And there were some interesting notes on the Islanders. Barry Trotz can become the second head coach in NHL history to capture the Stanley Cup in back-to-back years with different teams. Tommy Gordon first accomplished that feat, doing so with the Chicago Blackhawks in 1934 and the Montreal Maroons in 1935. 1935. It's 2019, so do the math there. I can't do it that quickly. That is crazy. That is a modern NHL record. And I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves or far of the Islanders' record and play here, but that is insane. So that's kind of a key thing, you know, and you have to look to Rod Brind'Amour being a rookie NHL head coach. He's got a winning pedigree. He has gotten Carolina firing on all cylinders. He's gotten them to buy in and believe with the talent that they have. But Barry Trotz has been sitting here these last 10 days helping his team come off a sweep of the Pittsburgh Penguins and try to maintain that level of competitiveness and everything at practice. So that's going to be something to watch out for. I don't foresee it becoming a series changing thing. I mean, we've seen teams here in the past come back from stuff like that and come out strong. You know, and like I said a couple of minutes ago, Carolina is coming off of 50 some odd hours from a double overtime game in a series that was very emotional and up and down, and they battled really hard. So it's going to be a matter of who comes out ready to play. Now, we talked about the young players on Carolina, some with very little playoff experience, but some people to watch out for. You have Jacob Slavin, who's got 9 assists. Warren Fogel, 4 goals, 2 assists. The veteran, Jordan Staal, 3 goals, 3 assists. Dougie Hamilton, who I mentioned before, 3 goals, 3 assists. Brock McGinn, the Game 7 hero, 2 goals, 3 assists. Obviously, Sebastian Aho. We won't see the Aho Bowl this year, or at least in this series, hopefully. 2 goals, 3 assists. Toivo Teravainen, 3 goals, 1 assist. Mr. Game 7 himself, Justin Williams, 1 goal, 3 assists. Svechnikov, who is out in concussion protocol, 2 goals, 1 assists. Lucas Walmark, 1 goal, 2 assists. Justin Falk, 3 assists. Brett Pesce, 3 assists. I can go on and on for a couple of other players here. Nino Niederreiter, only 1 assist. But obviously, he's someone obviously that the Islanders need to look out for. He's going to have a little something extra to prove against the team that drafted him. And obviously a great player there. So just a couple of key players up at the top, younger guys who the Islanders need to focus on, play strong defensively against, keep shots to the outside. Carolina is a team that likes to shoot from everywhere. And this team is very similar in the Islanders in that they're fast. They like to hit hard. They were hitting Washington all series long. They were getting in on the forecheck, moving the puck east to west. And that's something the Islanders have struggled with at times this year. Teams that have moved the puck east to west. North-south is one thing. When you're going cross-crease and getting the goaltender moving, you're knocking your defense out of position, opening up lanes. That's going to be something they're really going to need to focus on. It's something that they didn't allow Pittsburgh to do very much. And like I mentioned before, Pittsburgh obviously has a lot more people on that roster that they needed to watch out for. So some of the unknowns, I'm sure that Barry Trotz and Lane Lambert and company had done their due diligence here over the stretch, and they had their scouts watching Carolina in Washington and down in Raleigh. So it's going to be interesting to see the type of game plan that they come up with to stem the attack there. I know I'm excited to see what's going to come out of this. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun one. Barclays is going to be interesting. It was really loud in 2016. I've brought this up a couple of times here over the last couple of days. I brought it up last episode with Mark Parrish. I was there for both rounds in 2016. Obviously, the Florida round was ridiculous. You had that overtime goal there in game six to win at home in Brooklyn. Granted, they did not have home ice that series, I don't believe. So, oh, right, because, you know, first time since 93 and all. You know, I should probably fact check, remember? So, again, Brooklyn is loud. It's not as loud as the Coliseum. Obviously, the arena is a different configuration. It's meant for a concert venue. It's also, we know, a basketball arena. But that does get loud. Islander fans do travel loud. I'm expecting a good turnout on the train into Atlantic Terminal. I will be taking the train this afternoon as well, so I will be right there with you guys. I know we can't tailgate, but this is one of those weird, interesting situations that Islander fans can do. Whether you're going to go to Offsides Tavern beforehand or somewhere in Brooklyn, enjoy yourselves. I know it's not going to be a beautiful weather day here today, but that's good because otherwise we would be getting soaking wet tailgating, right? Just be loud. Show Robin Leonard and the rest of the boys that you're there to support them. And while it might not be the most adequate home, it still is home for now. And we are going to bring it. We're going to support them as far into the playoffs as we possibly can. One more thing to look out for, and this is also pretty important, is this run that Carolina is on, besides no one expecting them to really do what they're doing as much as the Islanders weren't expected to do what they're doing. This is the first time they've made the postseason since 2008-2009. So you've got all these years for them coming out. Their fan base is just as rabid as ours. You saw them the last game of the season when they secured a playoff spot, how raucous they were, and it's good for the NHL. This is a good matchup. It's the first time that these two teams are matching up in the postseason, and this is how rivalries are built, and that's good for the Isles meetup group down there. You know, it might get a little harder to get tickets here the more Carolina and the Islanders find success, but I know you guys have your own ticket rep down there, and I'm happy that this is, you know, happening. It's fun for hockey. It's fun for us as fans. It's fun to talk about here on the podcast. And about that, you know, you've got other podcasts here all over the place. You know, that we have tons of Islander podcasts. There's a bunch of Carolina Hurricanes podcasts as well. And next week, I'm going to be popping on Section 328's podcast. It's going to be pretty exciting. I know I'm looking forward to talking about Islanders hockey to some of the Carolina fans out there and vice versa. I'm sure that they're going to pop on the Isles Faithful at some point as well during this series. So just keep in mind, obviously, guys, I know fans can get a little crazy from time to time, and I'm not going to tell you how to act. Just try to treat everybody with a little respect. We don't want to be over the top and, you know, sending death threats like some other fan bases, because that's just a bad look. And look, it is just hockey, right? It's fun to talk about. It's fun to have heated conversations. Just be respectful. That's all I ask. I know I don't really like reading stuff like that. It kind of turns me off a little bit, and it's just a game. You know, we are fans of one of the greatest games in the world. And yeah, everybody has their own opinion. You have the right to your opinion as much as I have mine. I know I'm in a little different position because you're listening to mine. You don't necessarily have to agree with mine either. That's cool. Let's be respectful. That's all I ask. I brought up the Islanders meetup groups before, and Isles Meetup Charlotte had posted this awesome little infographic about where to watch with the rest of the Isles meetup groups around the country for game one of the second round of the playoffs. So you have Isles Meetup Charlotte meeting at the Upper Deck in Charlotte, North Carolina. Isles Meetup DC is at Irish Channel in Washington, D.C. Isles Meetup Philly is at Wahoo's in Philadelphia. Isles Meetup Raleigh, My Way Tavern in Raleigh, North Carolina. Isles Meetup Pittsburgh is at Buffalo Wild Wings in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Isles Meetup Jersey is going to be at Miller's Ale House in Woodbridge, New Jersey. The newcomer, Isles Meetup Jacksonville, is going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Jacksonville, Florida. Isles Meetup Tampa, North 30 Sports Pub in Tampa, Florida. Isles Meetup Colorado, View House Ballpark in Denver, Colorado. Isles Meetup Connecticut is going to be at Sliders Grill and Bar in Southington, Connecticut. Isles Meetup LA is going to be at Goal Sports Cafe in Los Angeles, California. Isles Meetup South Florida is going to be at Miller's Ale House in Boynton Beach, Florida. You could check out all that and more at www.nyimeetups.com. Those guys are just amazing. It's so fun to see how much you guys have grown since I had you on the podcast very early in the preseason and early in the Islander season. I can't wait to meet up with a bunch of you guys in the future. But again, check out all that and more at nymeetups.com. Give them some love on Twitter. There's a Twitter account for each of those places and more. More seem to pop up every single day. So give them a follow. I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up. I know I'm excited here. I've got to get some stuff done. I'm going to be leaving a little early, popping on that train. And I will see you guys tonight. Again, follow us on Twitter at Isles Bloggers, my personal, at Faithful Isles for the show. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, a bunch of others. As you already know, I can't ever remember. It's kind of becoming a joke at this point. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. Like, subscribe. Give us some fresh reviews on iTunes if you can. It will help out a lot. Again, this is episode 34. I am your host, Michael Sherwin, as always. And let's go, Islanders.